Well, consistent with the plan to ensure that there's heat on them from every part as we try to sweep them out of where they are having their activities prevalent. A lot of offensive have started against every location where they are, and is yielding results. And we are doing this in the spirit of very highly coordinated air and land operations. Each move of troops is backed by appropriate air strikes that have also been yielding good results. Further to that, we're also enjoying good coordination with the neighboring countries, whose business is to ensure that there is no escape for them, even when they are under heat here. And everyone is watching his own side of the mission. A lot of recoveries have been made. A number of casualties have been suffered on their part, and we're having very minimum casualty on our part. So the whole thing is progressing as designed.
What do you see as the prospect of this renewed joint offensive coordinated with other neighboring countries to put pressure on these militants to prevent casualties on the unarmed civilians in the country and to restore the country's territorial integrity?
The essence is what you have just mentioned, to ensure that terrorists don't have a free rein to attack innocent civilians who have clearly been their target, and occasionally to engage in daring attacks against security agencies. We believe that by the time this operation is over or concluded to a good degree, this tendency should have reduced very, very much to enable normal socioeconomic activities as well as other activities, political or whatever, to take place in every part of our country. That's actually the target. And the initial mandate. If you recall that when the state of emergency was initially declared, within a few weeks, a month, the terrorists were actually contained, only for them to go get some other hideouts elsewhere and get themselves together. That should be difficult this time because everybody is alert in and out of the country. We believe that things are working well.
Major General, will this military offensive put pressure on them and to make sure that their threat to security is minimized? Is that the objective of the military offensive?
That's exactly the objective. That's the objective. That their threat to security and socioeconomic or political activities is minimized. Minimized sufficiently that they cannot consider the degree of threat they consider at the moment.
The militant leader has threatened to disrupt the elections. The military offensive, as you said, appeared to be working very well. Will this continue, and how seriously do you take this latest threat from him?
Well, the threat will even be a reaction to this development, and it's not going to deter the move in any way. The move will continue, and the essence is to achieve the objective of incapacitating the group to the extent that they cannot be the nuisance that they have always been. All of those empty threats are very likely reactions to the ongoing offensive, and it will continue.
What assurances are you giving Nigerians in the coming days and weeks about the success of this offensive against Boko Haram militants?
Well, all things being equal and everybody putting in his best the way it is going on, that is putting in its best both within the country and outside the country, we should achieve substantially the vision of restoring law and order across the board and minimizing the threat of terrorists and other criminals to enable our normal life in the country to continue in every part thereof.